to pull it in.
I can do that, champ. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, the chair's called the meeting to order, so I'm going to go ahead and read the welcome. So welcome. If you lose connection at any time, reconnect by clicking the link in your email invite. Committee members, please activate your video and keep it on for the duration of the meeting. Use the raise hand feature if you wish to speak, ask questions, or request the roll call vote. City staff, please activate your video when you're speaking. Use the raise hand feature when you're asked a question. Public members, the name you entered in Zoom must match the name you entered in registration. You will remain muted until called upon by the chair. Please do not use your video. Chair, the floor is yours.
All right. All right. I am. So thank you, Mick Michaelin, for that. I appreciate you. And then, so let's go to the agenda.
All right, thank you, Chair. I'll just do a quick roll call and then we can move on to public comment and then to agenda. Thank you. Rainey Moore.
Present.
Johnson.
Present.
Davis.
Present.
Hawkins. Banks.
Present.
Frost.
Present.
Chen. Kato. And by name. Okay, thank you, Chair. We do not have public comment.
We don't have public comment, but we did have a request to be on and listen. And Micklin, did they have a statement that they wanted us to read, or they just wanted to let us know they would be in attendance?
Yeah, they just had registered for the watch list, but I see that they haven't joined us yet.
Right. Okay. So thank you. So can you share the agenda? I'm just able to see. Can everybody hear me? So the first on our agenda, are there any disclosures or recusals that anyone needs to state? And I'm not seeing any hands. So can we go to the next item on the agenda, which is a nomination update? And Michaelin, do you have an update for us?
I do. Chair, at this time, we do not have any new nominations that we've received.
So we have no new nominations, and the nominations actually closes next month, correct?
The nominations close, I believe, November 8th, 4:30 p.m.
Yeah, I believe that's correct, to my knowledge. And so let's talk about that. And in fact, since we put some things in place and we still don't have any new nominations. So what are folks' thoughts about that, and how do folks think we should proceed? And anticipating, if we don't have any new nominations by November, what does that look like? Should we just move ahead? Do people want to extend? So I want us to be thinking about those questions, and let's talk about what people think might be the issue, and is there anything else we should be doing that we haven't done?
I can get us started here. I'm just wondering if,
Yeah, go ahead.
oh, sorry, somebody said something.
No, I said go ahead.
Oh yeah, I was just wondering if, you know, people are, like, you know, getting to this a little bit later. I mean, I think it's still fairly early, even though, you know, we only have like a month and some change. You know, I think a lot of people will wait closer to the actual deadline to start to submit nominations. I can't actually remember how it was in previous years in terms of when people were submitting, you know, nominations. But I mean, I guess I would encourage us to continue to push it, you know, any and everywhere we possibly can. I don't know if we, I may have missed it, but I don't know if we had put anything out there to the local media outlets. If not, we should definitely do that and just continue to push it. And then as we get draw closer to the date, if we need to, you know, consider extending the deadline, that's something that, you know, I think we should definitely discuss.
Dominic?
Hi, yeah, so I am in total agreement with Derek. I think that maybe we should wait until the November meeting, or until at least our next meeting in October, to kind of decide if we want to change our approach somehow. But I think we should be prepared for that meeting to make a decision. So we should, you know, continue to see how many nominations come in, but each of us should be reaching out to different agencies or partners in the community or individuals who we think might, you know, be a nominator. So again, final push to all of the agencies that we work with, putting it out into the community, sending that final email blast. But maybe now we take a more directed approach. So like, for some of us, it might be reaching out to department heads that we know specifically to nominate their staff, or again, agencies that we partner with. But I think we should make one more strong, concerted effort. As I said, I'd mentioned reached out to our neighborhood center directors, and I will have had 3 points of contact with them by our next meeting. And I think at that point, we should be able to, again, remind them and other agencies that the city works with that deadline is here. Please nominate now, I guess. But I think what would be our plan of action then at that October meeting? Should it be a consideration of extending the deadline? Do we have applications that are from last year that we could pull from, like we did that last year?
We do have applications from last year that are moved into this circle. Based upon our vote from last year.
Got it.
So we do have some that we can move forward. That being said, all of those that we have in our pool are adults, I believe. So we don't have any youth that we're moving forward. So I'll say that. And then the other thing to consider is if, for example, in October, we make the decision that we want to extend, we'll need to take into consideration, and I hope Carrie will join us, because we'll need to know the time frame from when the county needs to do what they need to do, because there's a process for notifying folks and some stuff that needs to happen in between that as well. So, it really would depend on what the county needs and the length of time. I believe that if we, let's say November 8th, if we decided and we wanted to extend, I don't think we could extend longer than a week. I'm just saying, because we do need to give adequate notification to the winners just so that they can have it on their calendar and ensure that they are in attendance, because we do prefer that they be in attendance at this event. So those things would need to be taken into consideration. And typically, I think when we've extended that close to the after the deadline, it's usually like a week or so. And then we would need to determine. I mean, we've been pushing it, and would we even think that extending it a week, would that even benefit, right? And Derek, I see your hand.
Can someone confirm that we did I guess send the information out to some of the local media outlets and it has been out there in the public?
I thought I had seen it in the Capital City Hughes, and I was just checking the one that I have right now to see if it was in this one, but it's not in this one. And this one is the newest one, with the in celebration of the Latino Heritage Month. But I don't see it in here. But I thought I saw it previously.
Okay.
And Michaelin, do you know, like,
Yeah, thank you, Chair. Yeah, we did in the initial email that we sent out to the community, we did have media contacts in that group that we sent out to.
are we able to send out another media blast just as like a reminder, this is still happening, deadline is this?
Yeah, I can do that.
And then let's see. So we'll send out another email blast to see what we get. In the meantime, if we all can continue to push, and particularly at seeing those community centers or school liaison to nominate their youth. Because as we know, as Jasmine talked about before, there are youth that are doing great work. And so this would be a nice way to honor them. And so if we can all just keep pushing, that would be great. And then, Michaelin, can you remind us who we have in the fold based upon what we have right now? How many do we have? Is it six? Or is it, how many do we have?
Yeah, I'll just need to take a quick look if you give me a few minutes.
Yep.
Chair, I'm having a little bit of difficulty finding that. So if you want to continue down the agenda, and I'll raise my hand when I find that information. Thank you.
Okay, can you pull the agenda back up? Okay, let's see. And then can you remind us what the time, we know the deadline is November 8th. And then is there a timeline? Did the county give us a timeline when they needed info from us?
Yeah, I'm not remembering the specific details, but last year we had the nominations close, I think around the 10th, if I'm remembering correctly. We extended by a week, so we extended, I think it was November 10th, and we extended to the 17th.
Okay. And which is similar, a little bit similar, a couple of days off, but similar to this year if we do extend.
Correct. Yeah, it would be. It would be, let's see. It would be the 15th if we were to extend it.
Okay, so let's just kind of keep that in mind that if we do want to extend it, the latest is probably November 15th, so that the county can do what they want to do. And then is there anything about the program that we want to see from this committee that was different than last time or if for those of you who were in attendance last year, is there anything that we want to suggest to? It's really still up to the ML King Coalition, but is there anything we want to see from this committee differently done than last year that we can recommend to them? I don't see any hands. Oh, do is there any hands?
No, there are no hands.
Okay. And your well, let's put it this way. In your memory of last year, what were your thoughts and how would you like to see things? What would you like or suggest that we keep, and what would you suggest that we do away with? I guess I'll put it in those different terms.
I wasn't at the meeting last year. Is there, can you provide like a brief summary of the program?
Typically, in the way that the program typically starts is that there are several different speakers that are invited to like give a few words, and the candidates are in the audience. There is a group that sits on the stage, including the mayor, including the county exec, and then whoever is they'll have like an MC of the event. That person will be up on the stage. The keynote address person will also be on the stage as well. And the county and the county exec and the mayor determines based upon the applicant which award they will present. And so they're each presenting an award. And last year, I think we had three. So they both wanted to recognize and honor Jack Daniels. So they both gave a speech on behalf of Jack Daniels. And then each of them had one of the additional candidates. And so typically, what happens is we put forward the names to the city, the mayor, and to the county exec of the folks that we're recommending get the award. Now they have the authority to say yay or nay to the names, but historically they have always accepted our choices. And then they talk amongst themselves about who they want to which one they want to recognize. And I don't know what they base it on, why they pick certain ones or not, but they determine between themselves, which one they will present the award to of our candidates. And remember, we have three different categories. And so they would typically also have the keynote is usually some national big person that speaks to the MLK dream. And so the coalition, the Martin Luther King Coalition, which is separate than this committee, they're actually the ones that's leading that program, and they're leading typically the Martin Luther King activities throughout the weekend, with the exception, I think the Urban League take the lead on their breakfast. And then but the coalition is certainly leading all of the other activities. And for some reason, the other activities are usually included in their programs, but not this committee has not been like recognized previously as part of that group. But I think at the end of last year when we met, we asked that we at least be acknowledged as a group, as a committee. They don't have say much about us, but they could acknowledge the Martin Luther King Commission. And so they agreed that they would do it, acknowledge us as part of this process. And so typically after the program, there's typically a reception at the concourse. And the reception includes the keynote speaker. And then of course, members of this commission are invited. And then they select, I don't know how they determine who else, the members of the coalition, the King Coalition will also be there. And then there are a few community guests that are invited. So it's typically kind of a private event that is also hosted by the coalition and then the Urban League. And it's usually at the concourse afterwards where there'll be light refreshments, kind of. There as well, and you also get to actually mingle and with the keynote because the keynote typically is there as well, and that's typically how it goes. And I don't know, does anybody else have anything else? The guests, I mean the winners typically get a book about diversity, equity, and inclusion. And it's a different book that they're given every year in addition to their awards. And I believe Norm Davis from the oh Lord, now I'm blanking on it. Magdalene,
Department of
can you
Civil
help?
Rights.
DCR.
Department of Civil Rights.
Norm's here. Thank you.
Norm, before, thank you. Department of Civil Rights get to choose which book that is. And it's different every year, which book that people are given. Anything anybody else remember that they want to point out?
I see Michaeline has her hand raised.
Okay, Michaeline, go ahead. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. I just found that information that you were looking for. So we had six nominations last year, and we gave
Yeah.
up two, and so we would be carrying forward four.
And so we're carrying four, and then in those four that we're carrying over, we didn't have any, not any additional, not one additional person at all this year.
Correct. So far, none yet. But I think in past years we've had those last minute
Okay.
nominations.
Can you remind us who the names of those four that we are carrying over?
Sure. So it would be I'm gonna mess up the names, but the last names are Alexander, Sanitas, Wallace, and I believe it was Rosales and Torres.
Okay, so right now it looks like we have four candidates, and typically we give out two adults and one You. And one youth in that category. So right now, there's four. So we would need to determine what else we would like to do in addition to those four in order to get more folks at the table. But we do have four candidates. And last year, I recall, we thought we had some great candidates within even those, but because we had great ones, period. But we will still need to move forward. And if we don't get any new ones, we will be choosing two of the ones that we already have. Derek.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. Just thinking of going back to our conversation about like the marketing and promoting this. I'm looking at the flyer and I'm wondering if it's possible for us to get like a QR code on the flyer. That URL is like really, really long, and unless you're getting this in like an email or you're clicking, you know, the link from the social media, you know, thinking that someone's gonna type, you know, that in, I think can be a deterrent. So just wondering if we can get a QR code on that flyer just to make it a lot easier for people to you know, scan it and get right to the website without having to type in a very long URL. The other thing though that I was gonna, going to ask, have we thought about, or maybe we've done this already, but just want to clarify here, have we put up flyers in like the local libraries at all?
I believe we did. We put them in community centers, and I thought we put them in the libraries as well. I know that Carrie went around to some of the community centers and put some in there, and I thought we put some in the libraries, but we should probably confirm whether we did or not. And if we did a while back, it may not hurt to do it again to ensure that they're still up.
Chair, if I may.
Go ahead, Norm.
Thank you. Yeah, I think those are good suggestions. I think we could definitely do the QR code and whether we put them up in the libraries and community centers or send them to them and ask them to post them. We can definitely do that too.
Any other hands? Am I missing anybody? Sorry, I'm gonna have to get in my car because I have to drive. But Michaeline, can you tell me what's next on the agenda?
Sure, we had future agenda topics, but Chair, we did not approve the previous minutes, so we may want to jump back to that. Thank you.
All right. So can we jump back to the approval of the minutes? And can I have a motion to approve the minutes, the last meeting minute notes?
I will, a motion to approve the minutes.
And is there a second?
Second from Signe.
And then is there any discussion that needs to happen? I'm not seeing any hands. So in that, can I have a motion or can I have a yay of all those who approve of the minutes?
Yay.
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 Is there anyone opposed? Or to abstain? I'm not hearing any. So the minutes are approved. And then the next item, are there any topics that folks want to bring up and discuss at the next meeting in October? And Norm, you said we can get the QR code onto the flyer that Derek suggested. Do you know
What's the timeline that you think that can happen by?
I would be very surprised if we can get that done in a couple weeks, if not sooner. I mean, I think we can ask our document services folks to do that. They usually have a couple day turnaround, but just in case there's any glitches. And maybe Michaelin has some thoughts on that. I see her hand raised.
Yeah, we can definitely get that done this week. It just takes a few minutes to do.
Yes, thank you, Chair. I was wondering if we could. Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Yes, thank you, Chair. I was wondering if we have given any more thought to getting those video recorded statements from past winners, something that we could use for future marketing.
I don't have any updates on that, Michael.
Thank you, Chair. We don't have any updates on that right now.
Okay. And as I recall, I think that myself and Kerry and a couple people, we were going to reach out to folks. I will think, I will remind, I know not for myself, but and I haven't heard from anyone, but I think that we get it done. And just is the video going to be done if we find our people and they consent to do video to talk about their experience? Are we doing it? Having someone from your office do them, or are we doing them ourselves?
I was under the impression we were doing it ourselves, and if we can't reach back, maybe we could start with this year's award recipients to get a brief statement from them, something we can use a quotable, and just move forward with it instead of reaching back.
I think we can make that happen. And so I'll reach out to a couple folks that I know who are contestants, and I'll remind Carrie if she can reach out to a couple folks to see who we can get to commit. And then once we get these videos, are we sending them to the, just for clarification, are we sending them to Norm, to your office to review before they actually go on our website or our social media pages, or what would you like?
excuse me. You know, I think I would like to think that through.
Okay.
We have a new excuse me, we have a new citywide communications manager now, that works out of the mayor's office.
Okay.
And I think it would be good to get Dylan, his name's Dylan Brogan, to get Dylan involved on, you know, how we might best use that content for promotional efforts in the future.
That makes sense to me. So I think that definitely makes sense to me.
Okay. Yep.
So any other thoughts? Oh, I'm not seeing any hands raised. Is there any future topics folks want to address at our next October meeting? Anyone has any thoughts?
No.
All right. So seeing no other thoughts, I think that was the last of our agenda item. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So if I have a motion to adjourn?
This is Signe, so moved.
Second. There.
Anyone opposed? All right. Thanks, everybody. I'll give you back some of your time. And if